Blog Talk Radio.
Join me, Dahl Arntzen, your host, Fridays, the Alaskan Patriot Network. I will bring you conservative views and news, both at home here in Alaska and around the world. So be sure to tune in Fridays, 2 to 5 p.m. Alaska Daylight Time, the Alaskan Patriot Network.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health? Your love? Your marriage? Maybe your diet? Or politics? Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers and we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about. And you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad, okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
You're a dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
You hurt my feelings, dum-dum.
Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot is Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
Okay. One more time. This is your foot. This is shoes. This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
Little help.
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom, feel the fun, feel the world in Zero Shoes.
Hi, I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, You will be thankful you did it. That is groundwiththegarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwiththegarden.com.
Hey everyone, come check out the Proof Negative Radio Show here on FreedomizerRadio.com, Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast as we fight the New World Order and rock the health freedom world together. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
We'll be right back. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Thursday, so we'll have Lorianne joining us here in just a second. And if you want to be a part of the show tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will bring you into the conversation here. So welcome in. And Lorianne, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. How are you doing today, Proof?
All right. So what have you been working on?
Oh, just trying to keep up with the current events in the news and... not too anything exciting, really. Although I did get my first order of Imperfect Foods delivered this morning.
Oh, you actually went for it. That's cool.
I did. Yes, I did. I just went with their, like, generic box just to see kind of what they normally throw together, and then I'll go through preferences and stuff, you know, so I can just try out,
well,
see what I like,
see
what I
don't.
Just
order I don't order just a box. You can order separately and it actually pick your stuff, but what did you get?
Yeah, I know. I'll customize it later, but yeah, I got, like, you know, definitely a lot of fruits and vegetables. I got, like, some peaches and apples and cucumber, a lot of jalapenos, and a couple avocados. So I'm guessing
right.
They want me to make my own guacamole. And then I got, like, a chicken breast and a pork chop and some tofu, which I'm going to have to see if any of my neighbors want the tofu because I don't really eat it.
Yeah, I don't do soy myself.
Yeah, I just – it just doesn't sit right with me. Oh, let's see, what else? Apples, peaches. And then I got some of the penne pasta noodles and some, like, sweet potato kind of French fry kind of chips.
All right.
And then I got some pumpkin spice chocolate chip cookies.
All right, so you feel like you got a worthwhile box then?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, I think the total for it was like somewhere around $50. And I can definitely see that I would have paid more at the store if it, you know, with everything that I got. But I
and
do, you know,
you
I am going to customize
60,
it.
You, if you spend more than 60, you get free shipping.
Oh, cool. Good to know. Good to know.
So if
yeah,
you're that close,
you
may as well find $10 worth of stuff because you're going to save that in postage.
Exactly. Good tip. So, yeah, that'll be kind of exciting. So I'm going to try to see what I can whip up from it. And I have some Alfredo sauce. I could use the chicken breast and the penne pasta noodles with some Alfredo. And I got some red bell peppers and things, too, and plenty of onions. I got some, plenty of onion and shallots and stuff like that. So I could whip together a good Alfredo.
Okay. Well, there you go. So another satisfied Imperfect Foods customer. And you're supporting the network.
Exactly. I was curious about it, though. So if I could save money, I will. And, you know, and the vegetables are perfectly fine. I was looking at them, and I'm like, there's nothing wrong with these, you know.
I have Imperfect Foods. And I have Misfits, and then I just rotate them every week. So 1 week I'll do Misfits, the next one Imperfect Foods. So I have them. I have Imperfect set up for every week, but you can go in at any time and just skip the week. So generally I skip every other week.
Yes. And then how does Misfits compare to Imperfect Foods? Or it's like one better than the other on certain things, or?
Personally, I think Misfits is better with produce. And the meat prices are decent on Misfits, but the Imperfect has a lot more stuff. So it's not that Imperfect is bad. I just think Misfits for produce is much better.
Okay, good to know.
So I don't know if they're in your area. I'll send you a link.
Yeah, I've seen them, but I don't know if they're in my area. I'd have to look on that. And, hey, it saves a trip to the grocery store, right? I mean, I can still, you know, go to the grocery store for incidentals that I need, like household products or whatever. But
if I can save some money and save a trip to the store. See, you know, I'll send you a link to, and there's no referral on this one, but if you're worried about boxed goods, there's a website called boxed.com. So you buy in bulk, and we do that. So, yeah, I want nothing to do, if possible, with businesses around here that are, the mask mandate, I don't wear scams. I'm willing to go in there and try to go in and see what happens and give them my money if they don't say anything. But if you're going to have a passport bouncer stand outside, I'm not even bothering. So there will be zero attempt for me to give you my money if you have a passport bouncer outside your building.
Exactly. You know, and one of the things, you know, I usually do, like, grocery pickup, so that way I don't even have to mess around with wearing a mask and going
money,
to the
though.
Store.
Yeah, that's what I don't want. I don't want to give them my money, period. So we have to get out of that habit of convenience. And we have to put our money. We have to punish these businesses that want to obey Kate Brown, Governor Shitsack, and all the other ones.
Yeah, very true.
So
Although they do lose money that way.
Yeah, if these businesses don't like it, they can complain. It's the compliance of still giving them our money why we're still in this mess.
Good point. And, yeah, I mean, even with the pickup order, though, I mean, one of the things that they lose money on is if you don't go into the store, then you're not impulse buying. You know, and they set up the inside of a store. You know, there's all kinds of psychology behind how everything is set up in a store to, you know, get you to buy more stuff than you intended on. You know, so you walk into the store, all you want is to get some milk and toilet paper, and you end up spending $200 on a whole bunch of other stuff. And so they lose that money with the pickup, at least, because then I'm just buying exactly what I need. And then I have a rewards program. So that's another reason, because, I mean, I have a $65 reward to use, and I'm not going to throw away $65, but I'm not going to step foot in the store, for sure. And I'm not going to wear a mask when I pick up my groceries.
Well, you got to get out of that habit. So after you get your $65 of free stuff, get in the habit of using Boxed. Some places you can go directly, like there's specialty items. You can go right to their website and order. So you, in a pinch, I will do Amazon. I'm not huge fans of Amazon, but I'll do it. My wife loves that Prime stuff. And I admit it's convenient. I'm not saying I use it every single day.
You know, I don't even have like Amazon for fresh groceries here. They don't do fresh groceries here. They don't have that Amazon grocery whatever thing here.
Well, that's what Misfits and Imperfect Foods will be, and you can always go to your farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
Let them try to kick you out of an outdoor farmer's market. Even with outdoor scam mandates, good luck kicking people out for that.
Yeah, that gets a little more difficult, but I wonder if they have, like, security there and stuff. I wouldn't doubt it.
No, there's only one way to find out.
Yeah. They don't want to, you know, have police actually arresting criminals. They'll station them at farmers markets and anything to enforce the mask policies. But if you're an Antifa person and you bust a store window and loot some stuff, then no worries. It's more important to dedicate the police force to mask security.
Well, you have the Bare Faces legal group. You could see if anybody wants to go to a farmers market together at the same time and do a shopping flash mob. And if you organize that, then if people get to know you, then you might have some new listeners on Sundays to check out your show.
That's also true.
But we have to get out of the habit of just giving people our money anyway. Because that's what's slowing us down. It's the convenience. And everybody laughed at me last year when I said, look, everybody's going to go get that gene therapy so they can go into McGMO next year. And everybody laughed and said they wouldn't do it. But all those people that said they wouldn't do it are now saying, well, I got this, but there's no way I'm going to put a QR code on my wrist in spring of 2022. But it's going to be the same excuse. You got to get this so you can go into McGMO.
That's true. And I think a lot of us are definitely drawing the line in the sand on that. And it's like, no way. I'm not getting microchipped. And
so,
I'm not getting
back. So, Boxed for healthier grocery. Not, they don't have produce or anything like that, but for regular items on healthier, I use Vitacost.
I've heard of Vitacost.
And if you use our givingassistant.org, if you put in the nonprofit that you choose, Barefoot is Legal in this case, then you get discounts, and then we get something for bringing you in. And it's just like Honey or Retail Me Not or Crapital One Shopping. I just bought vitamins from a different company today and got 8% cash back.
Nice.
And the nonprofit got $5 for that for doing it. So I get 8% and the nonprofit got $5. And I got $82 worth of vitamins.
Very nice. A win-win all around then.
Yeah. Yeah, we have the commercial for that giving assistant. So, yeah, we have to get out of this, I have to give Costco my money because I need to feed my family when there's so many alternatives out there. And we didn't even get into meats and other stuff that I don't get any referrals for.
Very true. One cool thing I saw here in Oregon, tomorrow there is Oregonians for Medical Freedom. Tomorrow they're having a Freedom Walkout 2021. Just walk out, call in sick, take your kids out of school, go to Pacific City on the coast, which I love Pacific City. And just hang out and bring food and enjoy the beach outside and just say, just walk out against all of this medical tyranny going on with these mandates to make a stand. And I'm like, that's pretty cool.
See, there are people trying to organize stuff, so I give people credit for making attempts. However, a lot of people are going to be scared. And so they're not going to go because, well, I don't want to lose my job. I'll just risk my life this one time. And then I'll risk my life every few weeks for the rest of my life because I don't want to say anything. So we have to get people to say that enough's enough here. And if you don't stand up now, when are you going to stand up?
Exactly right. And I think we are seeing more and more of that. You know, these mandates are, you know, for a lot of people, that line in the sand. Even for people that have gotten the COVID jabs, you know, even they're like, hey, at least, you know, this was my choice. I made it for whatever my reasons are, but I'm going to stand with the people that have decided not to because of our choice.
Most of those people, though, don't want the boosters for the rest of their lives. Nobody wants to take two pills a day for a gene therapy that they're not even sick from. Because that's coming out. And then who wants to get microchipped to protect against a virus that they never got?
Or that they might have gotten and didn't even know it because they didn't even get sick from it. There's a lot of
people
like that out there.
In any event, who wants to get a microchip because of COVID?
Only the very delusional people that are actually supporting this so blindly.
If somebody thinks that a microchip is going to save you from a virus that was concocted in a lab, I'm sorry, but that's about the fakiest fake news that's ever been faked out there in fake land.
The fakiest that's ever been concocted out of fake land. I like it.
Yeah, that might have to go in some kind of Broccoli Man episode.
Yeah, jot that line down or make a meme of it.
Oh, I remember stuff like that. I threw a Broccoli Man up there today just because I didn't do one this week. I won't say it's one of my favorites, but I just wanted to make sure that I was consistent with getting something out this week. I have another one I was working on with the millennials again because those are my favorites now. But I needed more time to work on those because there's more characters.
What would you think about like making some Broccoli Man allies characters based off of some of us co-hosts.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I don't want parrots, though. I like when he has his... See, the millennials aren't villains. They're just regular people. They're just regular Democrat voters, and that's why I like them.
Yeah, just misguided. But otherwise, normal.
Yeah, I really like that character that I named Mike. He's the one that his birthing partner is trying to get him pregnant.
Yes.
Oh, no, I used the wrong pronoun again. Someone needs to slap me like I'm Tina Turner.
I'm still not really up to snuff on the whole pronoun thing.
Oh, I don't care.
What's appropriate when? It seems to change every week. It's like, what's next? Do we need to have like some mandatory course on what the new standards are for our pronouns because everybody's so confused about them?
Well, there is one way to correct all that, and that is to get liberalism out of America. That's how you solve the pronoun crisis. Because this only happens because liberals are in charge.
Yeah, I know it. Well, there's got to be some sort of return to sanity at some point. I mean, the level of insanity that keeps going on and on and on with all this, it's just like, okay, come on now. You know,
yeah, but as long as
to the point of ridiculousness.
As long as the 65% comply with the 30%, then it's going to keep going. When a majority of the public reject it, then it will stop. But right now, two-thirds of America basically is afraid of somebody saying something to them, so they just go with it.
You were just really breaking up on my end. I don't know if it's me or what.
Well, I do have a lot of windows open here, but as soon as the public stops supporting this, then it'll be over. But right now, people are worried about being canceled. Are you still having issues hearing me?
Yeah, you sound really choppy, and I don't know if it's just me on my end or what.
Oh, I can hang up and
try to
call
back. Do I sound okay to you? That's true. Hang on just a sec.
All right, so I made it back in.
Oh, cool. Better.
Okay. So,
yeah,
anyway,
I'll
try number three here. So, as long as two-thirds of the public are scared of their own shadow and just go with whatever Democrats say, then it's 95% against 5, and so they'll continue to win. So, when people grow a spine and stand up for themselves, we will win. Until then, we're losing.
Very true.
And that includes
fighting
all of them.
And I'm just glad to see even more of that. I know I try to post, you know, anything with people standing up against this, you know, whether it's first responders, police, firemen, healthcare workers especially, anyone, anywhere that I see that's standing up against this, I try to give them attention. Because you know that the mainstream media doesn't highlight it. So, I mean, you have to really kind of go looking to see what's really out there, you know, and what people are really doing. Because between the media and then Facebook, you know, using their algorithms to make sure that posts aren't seen and stuff. You know, it's just any little thing that we can do to bring attention.
Well, I've been saying for years, if you don't like, if you think you're being shadow banned and you think the algorithms are working against you, then it's up to you to start writing to your friends and saying hello again. You have to fix it. If they put you down to square zero, then you could fix that yourself. And I've done it. It just means you have to say hi randomly.
I've been
and
trying
and
that, and I still
and
don't
have
see
to
posts
see
from
out.
People. Yeah, I mean, I've messaged friends and stuff, hey, you know, and they friends messaged me, and it just doesn't seem to even do any good. I still don't see their posts. They still don't see mine. You know, it's like if Facebook really has it out for you. They, you know, they'll change stuff around.
I don't look at that as an excuse personally. So I've been working on that for years, and you see, I don't have a shortage of people talking in my Facebook feed. But I'm also right up against 5,000 friends too, though.
That's true. Yeah. I need to add more friends. And
yeah, you're
keep
a radio
working
show
at
host. I don't know how many Facebook friends you have offhand, but the more friends you have, the more opportunity you have to get your word out there. And you can't be a radio show host and only have 306 friends. It won't work that way. People will be like, well, how are you popular when you only have 300 friends?
Exactly. I have 1,841 at the moment.
All right.
So I got a ways to go.
Well, you can get to 2,000 by the end of the month.
Yeah, I try to add friends, you know, especially, you know, friends of friends that I know are similar-minded to and kind of spread the word.
Just a group recommendation for you. Are you in the group Open Oregon?
Open Oregon.
Yeah, if not, join that. You could easily make some friends. Just tell them where you're at and tell them that you want to do a shopping flash mob who wants to join in, and you can make all kinds of friends because that's what they're about there.
There's Open Up Oregon. There's only 216 members, but hey.
No, there's one literally
count.
Just Open Oregon. Hold on, I'll find it for you.
Yeah, so I just put in Open Oregon. I got Open Up Oregon, the Open Oregon Wisconsin community page, Open Oregon community page.
Hold on.
That is
no,
411
okay.
Members.
Hang on. There you go.
Cool, I'm clicking on it now. Weird, it's a public group, and it didn't even come up in my search when I literally typed in exactly Open Oregon. This group did not even come up, and it's public.
Yeah, I don't have an answer
for
that.
This group has shared posts that violate our community standards. Ooh, makes me want to join it even better.
Well, there's 36,000 members in there, so you shouldn't have any problem finding people locally that are interested in your message.
Cool. Yeah, I'll answer the questions later. You know, there's group questions to answer.
I got a minute. Go ahead and do it now. I want to see if you can get in before the end of the show. It's not like those questions take like 15 minutes each to answer. While you're doing that, that'll give me an opportunity here to speak about people standing up. So in France, they have over 3,000 people in France are about to be suspended over the vaccine refusal. This is hospital staff. This isn't just people working in normal stores USA or US or in France. These are the people allegedly that last year saved France from further wrath of COVID. And now these same people that were considered heroes are now considered villains and are being fired. And if every person stands up, see, these hospitals are not exactly going to be able to find 3,000 medical workers on the fly. It's not every day that 400 doctors will go ahead and apply to work at your firm. And it's not like you're going to find 2,000 nurses with no training or anything, just, I want to be a nurse, and I have no qualifications except the fact that I got the gene therapy. Yeah, it doesn't work like that. It's not like a customer service job where you can go in and have no training. Doctors don't grow on trees. So if a hospital chooses to do this, they could potentially really put themselves in a bad spot. There's already a couple of hospitals in the United States that closed because after they mandated vaccines for the hospital staff, there was one of them was in Texas that did this, and I think it's funny they tried this in Texas. That 82 was it? They were left with 22% of their staff stayed, so 78% of the hospital staff quit. And instead of saying come back to work, the hospital just decided to close down. That's how dedicated they were to the gene therapy, that they would rather close their hospital permanently than to let people that did not take the gene therapy continue to work. Even though they allegedly saved all these people from COVID last year. So, props to them, I guess, for being woke. As usual, you get woke and you go broke. So, Lorianne, did you finish your questions on there?
Yep, I just submitted it, and now I will see if I am approved.
Well, you'll make the bonus round. Especially since you live there. But that's what I've done all these years with having a radio show, and you find people locally and you try to do things together and you'll make friends. And you'll make contacts and you'll have your own audience soon enough.
That is
by the way,
goal.
I told you I wrote to that lady, Josie Cruz, to see if she'll be on your show. And she wrote back, it's just a matter of, I want to book her on my show and yours. So she said she'll get back to me over the weekend.
Oh, perfect. Cool. Yeah, please send her links to, you know, my personal page and my Listed Libertarian page.
Well, once she agrees to be on my show.
Get to know me a little bit, too.
Well, once she agrees to be on my show, I'll send a three-way message, and I'll just let you two talk.
Perfect.
But, yeah, I want to teach you how, obviously, to reach out for your own guests and such. So I need to develop you.
And I need to develop that skill for sure. There's an art to bringing on guests.
I'll just be honest, the last few days I haven't been exactly focused. I don't want to say I'm burned out, but I don't take many days off here, and I'm okay with that, but it's just like how much tyranny do we get to see before other people stand up. And it's not that I don't want to stand up. It's like when you're hit every day in the head, it's like, why do I even bother? And I'm not mad, but it just sometimes feels like you're not getting anything accomplished. Even though I am, it just feels like I'm treading water if I'm lucky.
Or that, like, you're just in your own little hamster wheel, just running and running and running, but getting nowhere.
So, yeah, I'll take this 3-day weekend and see what I can do here.
You deserve that. I mean, it's, you know, I think no matter how much of a fighter you are, you're going to have your moments where you just get tired and you need to take a step back and just regroup and recenter yourself. Everybody needs that sometimes. And
well,
you're working on your
days
off
too. During the week. You don't see me take weeks off or anything.
Exactly. I mean, your show is on Monday through Thursday, but your job doesn't stop there. Huh?
I took one day off so I could meet an author.
Yes, I remember that. That was a while ago. That was like a couple months ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I am pretty consistent, and that's what brings in the numbers, is consistency, and people look forward to having you here.
Very true. And I know that, you know, I tend to be somebody that shows up. It's not very common for me to not be on when I say I'm going to be on or to bail at the last minute. You know, I mean, of course, sometimes something comes up, you know, that you just can't anticipate or whatever, but so far that hasn't happened, and I try to avoid that. And just because it's, you know, it's just the reliability factor. And, you know, it's, you know, I want you to not worry if Lorianne's going to show up today.
Oh, I never
and
had to worry
I don't,
about that.
And I don't want listeners, you know, I don't want listeners to get that impression either. You know, like, if I say, hey, I'm doing my show on Sunday night, then I'm doing my show on Sunday night. And I'm not going to back out of it. You know what I mean? So it's just, yeah, you make a good point. It's just consistency and reliability, and which honestly is a trait that I think is becoming more and more rare. You know, a lot of people just find it way too easy to find an excuse to just not show up. It doesn't matter. Not just, you know, outside of the radio too. I mean, just for work, for whatever, you know, people make a commitment to do something, whether it's plans with a friend or whatever, people just find reasons to just bail instead of being like, you know, saying, hey, I made a commitment to do this, and realize that they're going to be letting people down by not doing it. And it's a disservice to themselves too, because if people don't trust you, especially your employer, that you're going to show up, then, you know, it backfires on you.
So I want to get back into this here with Ron DeSantis, because I think this is classic. And by the way, I've recently bought some quercetin. I bought some other vitamins. I have not purchased ivermectin. I've seen several websites where you can. It's a little costly, but I'm sure it's worth it. Except I just don't feel like spending the money on it right now. But I like how Creepy Joe just tried to punish all the Republican governors by only allowing certain treatments to go to Democrat-run states. So Governor DeSantis in Florida negotiated directly from a manufacturer for the microclonal antibodies. And so they're
yes,
actually
I
paying,
saw that.
they're paying less by going right to the manufacturer. So it's a win for the manufacturer as well as the state of Florida. So they just hooked up the governor.
Right on. I mean, and that's a testament on anything. Get the federal government out of the way, and guess what? Prices go down. You don't have as many hurdles, and you can make your deals directly instead of the federal government being the middleman all the time.
Yeah, so they really got the Creepy Joe cabinet really wants to punish DeSantis and of course, the Texas governor. He likes to fight them more than any of the other ones. And Creepy Joe and company are never going to win. Freedom will always win as long as people stand up for it.
And, you know, it's the more, it just seems like in politics, the more up the chain you get, the less likely the person is to stand up for much of anything that goes against the party line, you know, and the narrative of whatever they're supposed to support, you know, whatever their handlers tell them.
So I don't know if you saw
this
the new Surgeon General of Florida, but the new Florida Surgeon General is one of America's frontline doctors. And he said out there that he's not going to sell any fear, and it's time to stop the COVID fear and start living again. And that's exactly what we all should be doing. But the more we give in to fear, the more tyranny we're going to have.
Oh, and you know Pelosi and Biden and all the raging liberals
they
are going to be against
off.
That guy.
They survive strictly off fear.
Oh, totally. They'll conjure up whatever they need to keep this fear-mongering going. That's absolutely true. And we're just tired of it, you know. It's like you can't keep beating these same drums over and over and over again and expect people to keep falling
for
it.
But right now they're still winning, though.
I really hope not for much longer. I really hope not for much longer. I mean, people have got to start waking up. They just can't continue being in this bubble of lies that's being fed.
All right, I made it back. Sorry, I got kicked out.
Oh, you got kicked out?
You didn't even know? That's funny.
No.
If you want to bring V on, go ahead. Go ahead and bring V in.
It must have just been for a second because you talked and then I made a couple of comments and then you were suddenly back. But, yeah, I just see that V showed up in the queue. So, yeah, V, I will unmute you. Hello, hello. Hello, hello.
How's everybody?
Welcome
I'm
in.
I'm hanging in there.
Thank you for joining us today. I know we missed you on Monday, but that's okay. You're here now.
Yes, and I really am sorry. I really wanted to be on. I got caught up in a really weird situation. I thought I was going to get out of easily, but it didn't work out that way.
But you're here now.
Amen. Alive and well.
That reminds me, I didn't even look at any crypto today, period.
Really? Did you hear about...
Oh, it's actually up for a change. It went down the last few days.
It did. And, you know, I think it has everything to do with what's happening in China with the real estate market crash over there. I noticed that crypto took a dip right along behind it. And you know how El Salvador is using Bitcoin as their official currency? They went and bought that dip because it was right around... 42,000 per Bitcoin, and El Salvador bought a few million Bitcoins for themselves. So that was really cool. But I was looking at the news with China and how it affected the market. And I'm just blown away by the power that that country has over the market.
And my question is, I would have thought that if the dollar was tanking or worldwide currencies are tanking, why would crypto also go down?
I know, and I think it's because it really has more value than they're letting on to us. It really is utilized a lot more than they're saying.
Well, my main thing is that I'm buying crypto because there might be a financial collapse. I don't want to buy crypto and lose it due to a financial collapse. I'm trying to find an alternative here.
Right. Well, seeing as Bitcoin is the most popular and widely known, I think Ethereum is now kind of like even, not second place so much. People are definitely looking at that, especially with the emergence of Ethereum 2. It's a pretty big deal.
You know what's funny though, V? I'm looking at my Coinbase right now, and
mm-hmm.
I haven't put anything in Cosmos in a little while. So
really,
the last thing
holding,
I did was
I put
$50 in Shiba, and I took 10 of that when Shiba automatically went down, like within 24 hours. I put $10 of that into Cosmos last week. So now I have more money in Cosmos than I do Ethereum, because Cosmos had a much better week than Ethereum did.
Right. You know, I've been looking
at
Maker.
It's only a $2 difference, but still, I have done well with Cosmos.
Good. I've done well with Filecoin. I bought it early this year when it was around $20. Now it's $73. And
yeah,
I'd say just recently it went as high as, I think it was $120 per coin. So that's pretty awesome. And then it went toppling down to, like, 68, but, you know, nobody said it wasn't volatile. That's crazy. What a wild ride, I'm telling you. But I was keeping an eye on one of your other favorites, and that's Maker. And
yeah.
The Doge Killer, Leash. Leash really surprised me. I think I told you earlier this year it hit at a high of, like, $8,900 per coin, and now it's hovering around $800. And maybe about a month ago it was $600. So I'm amazed at how everything just goes up and down, and it's such a drastic change. You really have to keep your eye on these things. And, you know, I never
Maker is under
2,500
again.
Right, and it was just not even a month ago. It was like 3,900.
Right.
So, I mean, everybody has to know their entry point. You know, if you want to get Maker, like let's say I like Maker, I would say I'm going to pick my entry point. Let's say I want it to be like 2,300. And I have to set my notifications up and then, you know, tell my app to let me know. And when I hit that mark, grab it. That's why I think I like Coinbase Pro. You can set the price that you want to buy and set the price that you want to sell. And the app will do it for you.
All right.
And that helps me because I'm busy and I drive a lot. And I don't want to be on the road and get a notification that something just hit and then I'll end up, like, causing an accident because I'm trying to grab a few coins. It's not wise.
So one of my crypto questions here, now that Shiba, I've been watching it for a week, why is it that it has not gotten anywhere close to a penny yet?
I don't think it'll go up to a penny. Right. I don't think it will. I think just because of the market cap, it would be astronomical. It would be more than the collective of all cryptocurrency. So that's not possible. I think it could get to be maybe three zeros or four zeros again, but it'll never be higher than that. And it had a heck of a jump back in, what was it, November, and then again in February and April. Yeah, those are the times.
Well, the reason why I say that is there is so much money into Shiba, but if there's that much money in Shiba, you would think it would be able to jump up a little bit.
Well, you know, there's so many holders now that a huge sell or a huge buy don't really impact the price that much. But if you had less holders, you would definitely see it. she was still a good investment in mine. I don't like to give financial advice. In my opinion, I think it's one of those, like, it's a Dogecoin, you know? It's probably more useful since they have a swap and they have other coins, and now they've done this thing where they let you bury something so that you can yield some interest. So they've got more going on than Doge will or ever will. Even though Elon Musk said some really flattering things about Dogecoin, I think he said that it would be the currency of the world or something. He's crazy. He said some really...
Doge going over a dollar in the next year is highly unlikely.
I agree. I was lucky to sell it when I did. You know, I grabbed it when it was like 3 cents, and I think I sold it around 60. I had a few hundred, made a little bit. But I mean, I'm looking at crypto and I'm looking at the stock market. I'm keeping my eye on things like AMC too. Like, I think GameStop already had its moment, but the squeeze is still on for a lot of these stocks.
Yeah, I have a few stocks, but I have not been following all that hard. I got out of my AMC, and I was very happy about that. I don't even know what it is worth now, but when it was at, I sold out a couple months ago, I think it was at 56 or 58 a share, and I bought them at 9-something.
It's $39.98 now.
Oh, so I did well then.
You did. I think the highest it hit was the 74. I'm not sure. I want to say it was over 70, but...
Yeah, I had... Because when I bought them, Fidelity or... No, Ameritrade only allowed us to buy 10 shares of AMC. So I remember I spent $94.50, and I bought 10. And then I sold them all, and I got back like 600-something. Like just over. No, I didn't. It was. What was it? Because it was like 58, I think, or something. So I got somewhere around 580. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Yeah.
There's definitely money to be made out there. And it's just too much to watch. You know, if you have a family and you have a job, it's really just a lot to keep your eye on it. And some people call it being obsessed, but it's investing. You've got to have your eye on it. I wouldn't call it an obsession unless somebody's like an addicted gambler.
Right.
So hopefully people are not investing what they can't afford to lose because it is high stakes and it can be very volatile. But I was fascinated by the drop in crypto. It was like 40% across the board, like $200 plus billion. And to see Bitcoin dip from like almost $10,000 or something like that, it was, and even Ethereum finally dipped down below 4,000 to 2,900 or something. It was
Ethereum is
insane.
Back over 3,000. It's about to hit 3,100 again.
Right.
I just refreshed my screen, and Ethereum is now back at number 2, and Cosmos is back to number 3 by a matter of pennies.
I was looking at the news about...
I got 5% of Cosmos interest coming in, so I'm not arguing.
Oh, no, that's good. I'm telling you. I was looking at this thing called Evergrande of this company. It's like the second largest...
Yes, of course, yes.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
basically holding the whole world's finances in the balance.
Right. They said they wouldn't be able to make debt payments, and they caused a drop in the real estate.
I thought they had just enough money to make that payment. I know everybody was looking at that, but if they didn't make it, they didn't make it. But I read this morning that they were planning on making it.
Right. So see, that kind of thing can have this kind of butterfly effect where people get spooked and then they start selling and panic selling. And when the big people panic sell, the little people panic sell too. So, but it's like sometimes it's been found to be some type of tactic. If you sell off and you get other people to panic and they sell off, you lower the value and you get in at a lower number and you make more money on the gain. Because people follow wealthy people are doing, what corporations are doing.
Yes.
Well, it's like a Lehman moment, right? Lehman Brothers.
Yeah, them or Bear Stearns. I know they dropped out at that time, too.
Right.
But I'm still very happy with Cosmos, though. That would be my... If someone was going to ask me what crypto should I get into right this second on Coinbase, I think the best bet would be Cosmos. Not only has it had a really good track record lately, but you're getting your interest if you stake it.
Yeah. In case people don't know, like, its IPO name is Atom, A-T-O-M, if you're going to look for it on Coinbase. And I'd say it's had a nice little journey, too. A month ago, it was $17. Now it's $41.
Yeah, 2 months ago, it was at $9 and change.
Right. And that fluctuation is crazy. Because if you look at the whole graph over the year, you can see a year ago, it was $4. You know, that's why I want to grab the... And, you know, like people say, oh, it's $4. It's already out of the, you know, pennies or double-digit change. You have to follow these companies and see how they're using it. See, you know, how they're moving money around using these other cryptos to back others. And, you know, there's a lot of companies that pick them up and use them primarily. And following the news is so important on crypto to see who's using them, why, what are they moving with it, you know? How many billions or how many holders? What's the average holding time? That's important stuff to look at. And that's why I would hold something long-term, like a year. Like, I have some crypto that I've had since last September I haven't touched. I've had to touch other crypto because I have a 24-year-old daughter who likes to drive. And boy, does she drive. Into other cars.
Sorry, my dogs have just been going crazy for the past couple hours.
Oh, are they all right?
Yeah, they're anxious, I guess, because usually my wife's dad is here in the living room, and they're having to deal with life themselves out there when I'm on my show. He's
Let's
been
see.
In the hospital since Monday.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And as it turns out, he failed a stress test in order to come out and be given the opportunity to go back home. They actually had him walk and took 3 steps, and he fell and broke another bone in his body. So they're going to – I don't know whether it's permanent or temporary, but they're putting him in a hospice care for a little while at least.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
What did he break,
by
the way?
But he was proud that last week they allowed him to get his booster, and he said there was nothing that was going to stop him from getting his booster. So.
Okay.
Oh, he's
proud. I can't imagine
himself,
how you feel
I guess.
About that. Yeah. Well.
Good for him. He got what he wanted.
Right. I guess, you know, goals. He accomplished his. But what did he break?
Yeah, but
by
you
the
get
way?
These Democrat voters who watch fake news all day. They get what they want. So that's what he
oh,
wants.
I mean, like,
you can't argue with
them. Oh, like the Democrats who think that, you know, detainee officers are whipping people with horse reins.
Yes.
And they think
yeah,
the
so now
is...
So now they decided that you, if you're a Border Patrol agent, you can't use horseback anymore.
Right. Yeah, I believe I heard that Joe Biden did away with horses for now in Texas.
That's so
but
ridiculous. I mean, they've been using horses for ages.
Right.
But
it's
they're not doing
reaction.
Anything to stop the Haitians from coming in.
No, they're not. And people are thinking
they're
coming
from Haiti.
They're
using the whole thing as a distraction.
Absolutely. I believe these Haitians are coming from Chile and Brazil. They're not coming from Haiti. These are migrants that lived in South America.
Well, I don't think South America. I would think more Central America, like Panama, Uruguay, and that area. I don't think they're as far south as Chile.
Well, I think this is based on some people who interviewed groups of them. They all seem to speak, like, Portuguese and stuff. So I don't know. Maybe it could be mixed. I mean, there's no stopping a Haitian from going anywhere between Central and South America to make a better living. Especially
yeah, and it's funny
Haiti.
How many of these Haitians speak very fluent Spanish now.
Right?
Because if anything, they speak French or Creole. They don't speak Spanish in Haiti.
Very true. Would that make them Haitian South American? You know, people like to hyphenate the nationality.
And I still want to know how many of these, because they said that these people are coming in randomly and there's not a caravan, but they're all wearing the Biden Let Me In shirts. So was there
that.
A spot in the middle of where they're walking from Haiti through the ocean to Mexico that happens to have like a general store that are selling these shirts?
No, selling? You think they can afford it?
Well, they're they
said they're being given away.
Well, they're exactly. What I'm trying to say was they're saying it's a conspiracy that they're coming in as a caravan. So they're coming in one by one on their own. So
right.
If they're
one
doing that, then they would have to buy these shirts from some souvenir shop on the way, because if they're being given to them for free, then obviously they're in a caravan.
Right.
See, I think that there's so many of these Biden T-shirts that were left over from the campaign that nobody wanted that they're probably part of, like, clothes donations or something to some of these South American countries, and that's where they're getting their hands on them. They probably have, like, a stockpile of these never-purchased Biden T-shirts from the campaign.
But somehow they're okay with 30,000 people now living under a bridge.
Right? They don't have to get mandatory vaccines or show a vax card to go into a restaurant or anything.
No.
They're not going to restaurants. No. But
So we have a caller. I want to go ahead and let Bianchi join us here.
Okie doke.
I didn't even ask you, though, V. Do we have you just for a few minutes, or are you here for the rest of the show?
I'm here.
Your show is going to be another 2 hours. You kidding?
Yes, but V is normally with us on Mondays, and she missed Monday, so she wanted to make up for it. So I just didn't know if she was calling in as just for a few minutes.
I was listening to her. You know, I'm an option trader. I'll just listen to her stock picks.
Hey, you guys can have at it. I don't care. I like talking about this stuff more than I like talking about Creepy Joe. So. Go for it.
Well, let me make a comment on those Haitians. Those are somebody organized that some group. 5,000 of those just show up out of nowhere, like that. And what the guy done on the horse back because of the terrain, but he was doing the right thing because the Haitian or the person in the picture went across to Mexico and got food, and he was bringing it back to the United States. You cannot do that because they don't know, especially if it's some produce, they don't know what it contains. It may contain some insects that can be havoc to American crops. If
right.
you ever notice,
hey, I'm going to go try and hush my dogs down. You guys have at it.
Yeah, I've tried to bring stuff back into the country before, avocados, and they take them. They destroy them there in customs.
That's
and,
right. You're right about foreign bugs.
Absolutely. And, guess what? They ask you, have you been around livestock? If you say yes, they take you to a room and practically hose you down. Fumigate you. But see what
you
it
like
is.
Livestock.
Yeah, and you got Kamala Harris, the vice president, is supporting this guy in the picture in doing something wrong. And you got the news that's all over the damn place. It's just a shame that people don't know any better. Just like DeSantis. DeSantis appointed a doctor. He's a Nigerian American, highly educated. He has credentials greater than Fauci ever would have. And he's going to be the Surgeon General for the state of Florida.
Yeah, he's on the America Frontline Doctors, yes.
Yeah, he's against mandated vaccines.
And mandated scams.
Right. Well, guess what the papers, like the Los Angeles Times and another Atlanta Star, saying that he's against vaccines. That's the way they wrote it up. You see the difference? He's against mandated vaccines. He didn't say he was against vaccines. And that's how they get away with that crap, inflaming people's attitudes. And it's just totally ridiculous, man.
Well, remember, these are the same people that said that Larry Elder is the new head of the KKK.
Oh, yeah. That was the Los Angeles Times. And none of the big mouth race baiters said anything about that. No, Al Sharpton said nothing. Jesse Jackson can't say nothing. He's sick. But nobody checked the Los Angeles Times for making that statement, which if whites had made it, they would have been calling them racist. Race cars would have been flying all through the air. You couldn't go outside unless you had on a hard hat.
What a sight.
But I was listening to her talk, and I want to ask you, what do I do with these Braves basic attention tokens? Can I transfer those to a hard wallet? I understand they was doing beta, Brave was, but have they got to the point where they let you transfer those BATs to a hard wallet?
That's a good question that, of course, I cannot answer. I have never heard of transferring that into a hard wallet. That's an actual truth. I'd have to look into it. But
yeah, I think they were planning on it.
Have you had a cold wallet that you invested in, by the way?
Well, I was going to open up a Binance account, and they got another Gemini. They got a Binance US. The first one was in the Ukraine. They don't allow that one to operate in the United States.
No, they don't. But I heard that Binance is not doing so great, and there's some rumors going around about it. I don't know if you've heard about there's some scandals going around about Binance. Let me just pull it up so I can quote it accurately. But people are now skeptical about its origin and who was trading in it initially, who founded it. Let me see. But I heard that Binance is not going to be around very long. But that's just a rumor mill. I don't know. Let's see. I see here. Binance was probed by the FTC. This was back in March, according to Bloomberg, over whether U.S. residents traded. It was being investigated by the CFTC over concerns that allowed Americans to place wagers that violated U.S. rules. They're seeking to determine whether Binance, which isn't registered with the agency, permitted U.S. residents to buy and sell derivatives that the regulator policy said the people who asked not to be identified. Binance, which had an office in Singapore but lacked a single corporate headquarters, hasn't been accused of misconduct, and the investigation may not lead to an enforcement action. So there's just some rumors about how it might not be around as long as people thought it would. And it's the same because it's being used in a lot of swaps. There's a lot of coins that you can only buy with Binance.
Yeah, I know.
Convert it, you know? So
I tell you, if they don't have a U.S. office, I don't want to fool with them. Because if I get pissed, I want to be able to go to somebody's door and knock on it.
Right.
And that's no kidding. I've engaged in some of these companies selling tokens and this and there, and come back 3 months, they're all gone. You can't even find them.
That's very disturbing stuff. Banned
it
in
is.
The United States, in seven states, and I happen to live in one of those states that Binance is banned in. So I've been jealous for a very long time of people who can trade on Binance because I can't even open an account. When I go to verify it, my state doesn't even come up. When you scroll through the states to verify,
mine don't either. You having that trouble too?
Well, you know, I thought about doing it out of the country, but I didn't want to deal with the hassle, and I certainly didn't want to lose any coin in the process.
Yeah, I tried to verify mine, and my state don't come up. I'm down here in Louisiana right now, and it doesn't come up.
Oh, is that your accent? I couldn't tell. I was kidding. But there was that, and then I couldn't join Kraken. I couldn't join quite a few sites. But I managed to get around it. A lot of these IO sites, these trading platforms allow me to move my money into it, convert it into something else, convert it, that into something else, and then go ahead and trade. So that's helped me. It's a lot. It's a lot of steps.
Well, I got verified on Kraken. And of course, everybody can get verified on Coinbase. That's the only ones that I use. What I buy on Coinbase, I just transfer it over to Kraken if I have to.
Right.
With crypto first.
But
on my option,
uh-huh.
On my option trading, I've been doing that for a long time. I can make money at will on this. My favorite is selling puts, naked puts.
Really?
And on the 13th of September, I sold the $190 strike price on GameStop, which was at the time $198.12. And of course, expiration was September the 17th, 4 days later. And that put sold for $5.25 a share. And the stock closed on expiration at $204.97, so it didn't drop down to $190 where I would have had to take it. So I kept the premium. And I teach, I also done the $177.50 strike price for $1.70 on that same expiration date. So I usually teach people that when I talk about it, we don't mess with nobody's personal account or anything like that, but we talk and tell them what we do.
Right.
And my favorite move is selling. Well, it's selling call options or well, it's selling put options. One reason is that you got more things working for you. You got the natural expiration of the option price.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself is better than buying call options or buying, you know, puts, hoping that the price will go down. Bad call options, those premiums die off real fast. You may buy one for a dollar, hoping it go up to $1.50. That don't work like that. But it will drop down to 50 cents before it ever go up to $1.50.
Oh, of course. Of course.
So,
you know, going back to your question about AFCs, giving it to a wallet, I've seen that you can use MetaMask. I don't know if you have it, but that's one wallet you can store it in. You got to use
online?
That Chrome extension. What was that?
Online?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's another one out there called Gemini that shows up on Brave from time to time. Have you ever used it?
I signed up for it, but again, in my region, I'm very unfortunate, so I'm not able to verify with
my goodness, where do you live?
Hell, I want to thank you for asking.
You
but,
can't
you know,
buy your way
this.
Out of it, huh?
No, I can't. I do have several wallets. Like I have MetaMask, I have Trust Wallet, I have Coinbase Wallet, which is separate from Coinbase, of course. And
yeah.
I was thinking about investing in, you know, those cold wallets, the external ones that you transfer everything into and you're able to spend from it and keep an eye on it. And it's amazing. Like, they're not even that expensive. I've seen them for under $200. I've seen them for about $100. And considering that they're holding a lot of your crypto on them, they're pretty fascinating little devices.
Well, I bought some, for Christmas, I think I bought three Ledger Nano X and gave two away. They hold a lot more coins than. Oh, we got them for a good price. They were like $77. for Christmas special. Yeah, I was calling and telling everybody. I don't know if they took it up, but that was a good price.
That's great.
Mhm.
All right. Do you have any NFTs? Have you been like dabbling in that?
No.
Okay.
I got the basic coins, Ethereum, of course, Bitcoin, and
So Pianchi, you haven't gotten
something
to the
else
Cosmos yet, huh?
No, you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. I got the Coinbase. I set Coinbase up to buy BTC twice a month, and another coin twice a month. I don't even know what it is. I forgot it. I guess I'm going to have to log into Coinbase to see what the heck it is. But no, I haven't got that one.
Yeah, I would heavily tell you to check that one out and see what you think of the track record.
Yeah, I'll check it out. But you know, it's speculation. Everybody on here knows that's what it's all about. I don't think coins would ever be used the way people thought they was going to be used in order to purchase things and of that nature. It's just basically speculation.
Well, I've dabbled in baseball cards, and that stuff went up crazy in value over the last year. So I've learned how to deal with investments, and it's just crazy that a piece of cardboard could be worth hundreds or thousands of dollars.
Yeah, you told us that one night. That's something else. My grandson has got a lot of baseball cards. His dad left him. They were his cards. He had been collecting them since he's a kid, so I don't know where they are. I know one thing. I bought him some old coins. You know, the United States minute, 50 cents pieces with Booker T. Washington and George Washington Carver on them. I don't know if you ever knew that. Back in the 1930s, the coin was stamped. And I think I bought him some coins. I bought my daughter. He got a hold of my daughter's coins and spent them. He thought they were 50 cents pieces. So I had to kind of get on about that.
Oh, my goodness. No small deal. Oh, my God, that hurts me.
Yeah. I said, what do you do with those coins? Papa, I spent them.
Oh, wow.
He know better now. I had a buffalo nickel I can't find. I don't know where that is. And then, of course, we got some nostalgic value Donald Trump coins and the Bitcoin coins. And they're fun to hang on to.
Have you seen the trillion-dollar coin?
No, I haven't. I heard about it.
It's lovely. Platinum. All the platinum. Useless. Very
useless.
Useless. Who's going to get it? Who's going to spend it?
I thought something like that would either have Bezos or Elon Musk face on it.
Right? Agreed.
Or George Soros.
Right. That. I think George Soros made too many T-shirts, too. I think that's how the Haitians ended up with them.
I do, too. I can't stand that, man. I tell you the truth. Of all the laws on the book, haven't he not broke one?
You would think so, but because he funds everything just like Bill Gates, he gets away with it. Just
true.
Think that if you arrested George Soros and freezed his assets, America might be on the brink of just going kaput because of how much George Soros pumps money into everything.
Well, you know, they should freeze the assets of illegal aliens. They're not supposed to be working. They're not supposed to have any assets. It's your forfeiture.
Right.
Well, I just think that if they want illegals to work here, then they could do what everybody else does and get a work visa.
Well, they got some special deal for refugees and asylum.
Yes.
You know, the thing is with these asylums, I think that they should apply for asylum outside of the U.S. Because if they come to the U.S., their case is not going to be heard for months, maybe years, and then they start having babies. And you know what happens after that.
You buy a house?
Yeah, they buy a house with the ITIN number, individual tax identification number for when you can't get a Social Security card. But I think they make it possible for them to get some sort of, well, that's what the kind of card it is, the ITIN. If they get an ITIN, then they can get a home mortgage. But they're
right.
Not supposed to be working.
How does this get by the government?
The government allows that. I said that they should have went to Dominican Republic, which is right next door. It advertised it being a resort heaven, restaurants, beaches, hotels.
Let me throw another one at you, though, because if capitalism is the evilest form of government in America or on Earth, if capitalism is so bad and communism is the wave of the future, why couldn't they go to Cuba?
Yeah, that's what I asked. I say, on the way to the U.S., you pass by Cuba. Good point.
I mean, if they're walking to Mexico, they could walk to Cuba. It's much faster.
Well, that's why Cuban refugees weren't getting any news media, and they were getting turned away from the White House newsroom.
Then you got the other thing out there. Blacks in America believe that anybody's black if they can. I say those Haitians don't give a damn about you. They are Haitians. They don't even identify as black. Nigerians don't identify as black. That's a special peculiar thing with America. And it started off very concentrated. Now it don't spread out to everything. And I have fun with people sometimes. I say, well, here's a picture of Derek Jeter. Is he black? Well.
He's tan.
So the first argument that you hear is you got some black. I've seen some black shows. I've seen some black. Seen some black correspondents, radio hosts and that, making use that, look how they're treating Haitians. Look how they're treating black folks as if they are kissing kin to black Americans, which they're not. Then another thing, when they come into the country and others, they want to take advantage of programs that came along in the 1964 Civil Rights Act and others that followed that was set aside for black Americans. Well, they shouldn't be able to do that. Think about it.
You're right.
And when they tell us, well, this isn't how you treat black people, all I have to say is, well, great, are they U.S. citizens? Have they been invited or sponsored by anyone in America? And if the answer to both of those is no, if they don't like it, they can go back to their own country.
Well, absolutely. And then, you know, like Barbara Jordan said, immigration is not a right, it's a privilege. And those that come to the United States should be in a position where they make the United States better, not take from it. Those asylum seekers and them refugees, under the normal course of things, they're not adding anything to the country. You know, you can't build something up here that you didn't build at home, where you come from. What can you do? Well, you just merely look at what they've done at home. Now, for whatever the reason, because people can come up with 1,000 reasons But the thing is that when they come to the United States, in many cases at a time, they want to get on some programs, TAF programs, or some program that's designed to provide money for you if you got a dependent child or this, that, and the other. I call them perks. And those run into the hundreds of billions of dollars in a year's time. And a lot of the problem is with these church groups, these charitable groups like Lutheran Charities and Catholic Charities. Now, what do you do with them?
No, it's a good question. Because it just seems like Catholic Charities is no longer helping Catholics. It's about helping illegals get through. It's become a front.
Well, look at the Somalis in Minnesota, Minneapolis. Then you got another group that's up in North Dakota of all places. My goodness, I myself wouldn't stay up there. It's too damn cold. Snow knee deep to a tall Indian. So you take somebody off the equator, equatorial regions in Africa, and you put them in North Dakota? Hell, they only have 15 minutes of summer.
As a former Minnesotan, I can attest to that.
I was going to say, 15 minutes, that is hilarious.
Shoot. And that 15 minutes is full of lots of mosquitoes and hot humidity. And then in no time, you're back to looking at snow every day and freezing your butt off and having to, like, put on all your gear just to go outside and stuff. There's so many reasons why I moved from Minnesota 25 years ago.
Glad to hear it.
You have to love it.
It's funny, though, that even South Dakota is better than North Dakota. And that not because of just government or anything like that. I'm just talking climate.
Right, and government helps too. Makes it feel nicer.
Well, tomorrow's Friday, the Arizona audit's supposed to come out. What do you think?
Well, I think we all know the answer, but the question is, and Georgia said that their stuff should be coming out soon as well, but is it going to make a difference? And if Georgia and Arizona both flip to... If they both flip over to Republican, that just means one more state would have to switch over. And what state is going to do their audit? And if a third state does the audit and it's enough to flip the election, I guess the big question is, will the Supreme Court even care?
No, I don't think that he's going to come out of there because there's nothing in the Constitution that stipulates that. And there's no former presidents neither. So, you know, there's been some questionable things that Congress have done in the past, or should I say did not do, like the 13th and 14th Amendment. There wasn't enough states to ratify that. And it went on as if there were. That has been a contentious argument all along. Now, people have tried to go to the courts, but the courts say it's up to the states to settle that, which in essence it is. What court is going to rule on, of course, they did in 2000 with Gore, but, you only got two justices that would want to, that was Thomas and, what was it, Alito?
Alito?
But what
they Thomas said, and Gorsuch the second time actually voted with them too.
What the courts can say is that it's supposed to be when you have those controversies between states, that's supposed to be settled with the state legislature, and the people of the state so are supposed to put pressure on them to make it happen.
Right, but if say three states do it and three states flip over to Trump, which changes the election, that doesn't necessarily mean that Biden's out of the office. I think they would have to do something further on that. It's not like Biden says, well, let me get out of the way.
I think he'd fall out of the way. But I know what you're talking about.
Well, then you put Kamala in there.
Yeah, that's a heck of a nightmare there.
Yeah, but I think if they make the switch, I think everybody knows it's a nightmare, and they might have to play nice for a little while. I'm not saying they will constantly play nice, but if everybody knows that Kamala's worse than Biden and her favorability rating is possibly the worst ever for a vice president, that they might, just to get through the midterms, they might have to just keep her at bay just so they could get through the midterms.
Well, you got Georgia, Arizona, Pennsylvania, and I think Michigan. I'm not sure. But I know those three. So we just have to wait and see what happens. And people are saying that this recall with Newton was jacked up too.
Oh, it was, but Larry Elder didn't fight it. So I wish that he would have been a little more vocal with the fraud. But he didn't say anything about it, so therefore he conceded early, so it's like he just said, well, I'm done with it.
Have you listened to that attorney, lieutenant governor, and black man, a big guy?
Oh, yes.
In North Carolina, Mark Robinson, he's been on the show a couple times.
Oh, man, he is something else, isn't he?
He's on fire, yeah. I love how he speaks. I still have his video of when he spoke before. I'm not sure what body of people it was, but he told them to come pry his gun right out of his hand. He'll certainly not go. He was saying AK-47. He was laughing about the AKs and the – oh, man, he was so good. I still have that saved in my phone. And then he went on to become lieutenant governor. I couldn't have been happier for him. You don't really see people getting elected that are for the people. You just don't see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he talks about the history of the founding of this country, too, in a positive way. I think there's more people out there like him. I think there's more blacks out there like him, but they in a position that just like the people that was protesting the removal of Lee's statue there in Charlottesville. And the next thing you know, your employer is telling you you're fired. That's a bunch of bull crap. But that does go on within African Americans. You working for a school district or you working in one of those government positions, county courthouse, they will come after you. It ain't white. It's blacks that go after them Democrats. Especially in the school districts, they don't want nobody touching those kids because that's where they make their money. The teachers' unions, that's where they make their money. Regardless if the child is learning or not, they don't give a damn. They want their child to sit there. The money comes from the state, and it goes into the teachers. The teachers pay dues, and it's just a contender. If you talk in school choice, especially with vouchers, it'd be like cursing their mama.
If they're not for it.
So it's
I say forget school.
I see where there's more parents showing up at school board meetings, but you know what else they need to check out? They need to check those librarians.
Right.
Because some librarians be putting books and making them available and accessible to children. And if you read them yourself, you would ask yourself, where did this mess come from?
Right. That's right.
And explicit things that goes on that's being described in those books is worse than porn. I mean, heck, back when I was a kid, if you tried to order something like that in the mail, the postmaster was stopping and confiscating.
What I'm trying to understand is that with this new teaching of all this gay and lesbian stuff, that it's perfectly okay to have kids' pants down in the second grade and physically telling people how to touch themselves.
Right. Disgusting.
Well, you know what? What parents in their right mind would allow that? That's where
people who are not,
Yeah.
Parents will let their kid change their, you know, take hormone suppressors and stuff. There's a lot of mentally ill people having kids.
You got that right. There's some sick people in this country nowadays. And you got some doublers. Don't have the slightest idea how things work. Everything is based on mercy. You know, oh, they okay. We got a plenty. Oh, yeah. Like I was talking to Danny Davis, who's a congressperson for Illinois, which includes Chicago. I caught up with him on a blog talk show. And I talked to him. I said, Danny, don't you think that things are just completely out of control on the southern border? You got people coming in here and not being vetted and so on and so on. You know what he said? Oh, there's rooms for everybody. There's room for everybody.
Okay. Who's paying for them?
Well, you know, Chicago is a sanctuary city.
Yeah, I know. They got enough problems with the gang.
You got that right, that you don't have over 2,028 blacks shot by other blacks in 111 days. About 261
right.
murders.
They're not worried about that. They're not going to throw money at that.
111 days. That don't make no sense. And kids going to school wearing bulletproof backpacks, man.
Yeah,
and they run
perfect.
Zigzag. They run zigzag to school.
Right.
You see these kids? What's wrong with these kids? They drunk? No, that's the way their parents tell them to run. So they don't get hit by a bullet.
Mm. That's madness.
It is madness.
It reminds me of the movie Joe Dirt. And how Joe Dirt runs. That's exactly how he ran. Like that zigzag weird kind of run. That's just the picture that came to my mind.
He was running for his life too.
So what is it going to take to get Bitcoin over 100,000?
Well, I think it's going to take
some
serious
manipulation. I'll be honest, I don't know if I'm ready for that because I still have more Bitcoin to buy.
Well, I tell you what, you can buy mine when I sell them.
Why would I want to do that?
I'm selling south of 100,000. When you get up to 80, I'm selling there and let everybody else fight at 100 grand.
I just
that
want my Cosmos.
You know, it's good to know your exit point. Absolutely. If 80 is your number, you stick with that.
Absolutely.
4 years ago, nobody would have ever thought it would hit 60,000. Ever.
No. I tell people that all the time. Know your exit point. I've sold stuff at 15. Come back a week later, it got up to 30. I said, well, that wasn't my exit point. Somebody else's.
That's right. Look at that dip over the weekend. We have people freaking out. And then we hear it has something to do with China's real estate market. Like, what? again, China.
Well, you know, all the billionaires and millionaires that China has, Americans help produce now.
Right.
United States, the American people help produce them. Which is a shame.
I agree. I saw someone arguing in defense of China on Facebook, saying that, you know, we buy our goods from them and they're cheap. Let's keep using them. They need us and we need them. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Yes, let's take away American jobs. Let's outsource.
Well, that's exactly what they did. I remember if you have a foreign car on a union parking lot, they put it up on blocks. You come outside, your car is on blocks. But with the Hondas, I haven't seen them in a long time, but the Hondas, of course, the Toyotas, it was cheap cars.
That's right.
Really junk. But if you keep funding them and giving them a chance, sooner or later they'll get it right, won't they?
I guess so. They're all going to have some problems. Remember when Jaguars were all made differently?
Yeah.
And somebody said, well, how about we put them on a line and make them the same? See, here's the mechanics, not puzzles. Lately, I've been buying silver, just a couple ounces a month. The price dropped crazy, like down to $23 an ounce.
You be getting it physical?
Yeah.
Not silver certificates, I hope.
No, like a troy ounce.
No, I would never do that.
No, my goodness, a real bar.
Yeah, I have a lot of 1 ounce and 5 and 10 ounce bars of silver and some old coins.
That's cool.
People used to buy rolls and rolls of quarters to get them silver quarters.
Ah, yes. When did they start with the silver on that? It was in the 50s or 60s?
I don't remember.
I can look it
up. What was the question?
When did they stop using silver and coins?
Oh, 1964 for quarters.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Encyclopedia.
Actually, that was for all of them.
Oh, okay.
So 1965 is the first year without any silver in them.
Mm.
Well, they're hard to find. You probably have to go to some town, small town, way off somewhere, go to the bank, buy about $100 worth of them.
I'll tell you something really funny about back in 2008 at my day job. There was this kid that he was trying to buy a soda, and the machine would not accept his 1963 quarters. So he wanted to see if I could trade him out a couple of quarters. And so I tried telling him that these are worth more than 25 cents, but he said, yeah, but I want a soda now. So if you'll just swap out a quarter, I'll give you these, and you can give me two regular quarters. So, of course, I jumped on that.
Oh, I think that's called the paradox of value, right?
I tried my best to tell him that he's wasting his money, but he wanted that soda, so whatever.
Right. If you're dying,
you don't
want
to listen to me, then I'll rip you off before somebody else will.
Right. You're penniless in the desert, and you're dying of thirst, and I offer you a diamond and have a bottle of water. You're going to take the water over that diamond.
The thing about those quarters, easy to tell. You just look at the edge of them.
Exactly.
Right. They're all, like, fuzzy on the edges, like blurred. not defined like the quarters we have now.
See, but then again, I keep all my pennies that are before 1981 also. I have a whole bucket full of them. Do you guys do that?
Are you looking for the cent?
Yeah.
The
what was it the one, 19? What year was that? 19?
Oh no! In 1981, they took the copper out of the pennies. So a penny that was made 1981 and earlier, I think offhand, and I haven't looked recently, but last time I looked, it was worth like 3.5 cents.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, if you've got 100 of them, then you got $3.
This is why I go to yard sale. Exactly what you guys are talking about right now.
Oh, yeah, you can get some good things if the people not aware.
One of my best finds at a thrift store, I was at a chain called Savers, and they were selling I'm going to talk about football cards for a second. There was a 1989 Score football card set. It had everything except Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders was, I think, worth $40 or $50 at the time. And let me grab my price guide. I'll tell you exactly what it's worth now.
Oh, man.
But they wanted $2.99, and I had a 20% off coupon. So I paid, about $2.40 or something, $2.50 with tax. And that set, the set is worth $90 without the with the Barry Sanders. So you take out, where's Barry on this? Barry's worth $30. So there's a $25 Troy Aikman. Deion Sanders is worth a good amount. Derek Thomas, Michael Irvin, and so on. All the other Hall of Famers. Literally had everything but one card for $2 and change.
Wow. You got lucky. Well,
I've never came across stuff like that in the thrift store.
No. Another thing you see adventurers doing with those metal detectors, especially the ones that go on the beach and scuba dive, put on their scuba gear, and they snorkel right off the beach where people walk out there and lose rings and bracelets.
Right. Well, it's good exercise.
I got a friend of mine. He hits the cemetery.
What?
Yeah, you go around the cemeteries with his metal detector. And you know something else, too. Along the river, you know, we got the Mississippi that cuts through us. If you see a tree that sticks out along the riverbank, you need to get up there with a metal detector and start detecting around the root and the base, because I've heard of people finding gold coins that was buried. And of course, the people buried are dead. But I knew of a guy there. I heard of a story of a guy in Delwood, which is right next to Ferguson. He cut an old tree down in his backyard and got to taking the roots up and dug into a bag of gold coins. So it's all kind of possibilities out there.
Yeah, that's one thing I never tried to get into is metal detecting.
They got some dandies out there now. They're not too awful expensive neither, but they work pretty well.
I'm just wondering how often they pay for themselves, though, because I know people that buy them, a lot of them probably never make their money back.
Well, it depends on where you're willing to go. And, of course, some places you got to get permission, but you'd be surprised what's laying out there about 3 or 4 inches under the ground, under the dirt, beneath the soil. Of course, they can detect it a little bit further than that, maybe down 18 inches. I'm not sure.
But I think, though, that if we all became side hustlers on one particular thing, we could overcome a bad economy easy.
That's true. Everybody,
we just all have to be self-reliant and not job-reliant.
I agree.
But if the mom and pops decide to not push the vaccine passports, then I think the big businesses could go by the wayside and nobody should miss them too much. But I just can't picture in my life, though, how many people are willing to literally do whatever the government tells them just so they can go shop at Walmart. I'm just insulted as an American that people are willing to stoop to that level.
Well, people just don't know. They're ignorant.
They just want to be obedient. And then it's funny. I saw someone sitting in the Starbucks. They just grabbed a nice coffee and sat down. I don't even know if they were waiting for something else, but they were approached by an employee and asked for their vaccination card. So, here we go. Let me grab my stuff and get out of here. I don't really like Starbucks, but it's that time of year, you know, pumpkin lattes. I'm weak.
And see, the thing is,
pumpkin at all.
No.
You don't like pumpkin?
No.
Yeah, there's no need trying to argue with those people, especially don't be trying to argue the technicalities on the COVID. Because all they hear is you got to have a passport, you got to get vaccinated, blah, blah, blah. That's all they hear.
Right. Got to do it. I want to keep, you know, with my lifestyle, I don't want to be bothered, but they've been bothered. They've been bothered by complying and falling in line and not questioning.
And the sad thing is they're letting their children be vaccinated.
Right. Well, they're trying to get them into younger and younger kids now. Ugh.
Yeah, they want to get to the two-year-old next.
Have you seen how much attack that has came upon children from the cross-dresser in the library, critical race theory, vaccinations, math? Your 16, 19 crap.
Oh, yeah.
In 2000, Glenn Singh, that organization had the workshops on a weekend, a Saturday, in a town in Massachusetts where they was busing in school-age children around 12 in the workshops. And teaching them, having topics of should we swallow or spit out or fisting. It's called the Fistgate Conference. You can still find it on the internet. Glenn Singh was ran by a gentleman by the name of Kevin Jennings. And when Obama was elected, he appointed him as his safe school czar.
Yeah.
So out of that,
those stars. That
yeah, out of that, yeah, out of that, parents formed an organization called Mass Resistance to Fight Back. It started off, I think, in Massachusetts, but it has spread quite well in the other cities across the country.
Yeah, it's funny you said that about the 1619 Project. I just remember that I saw some post, I believe Lori Ann put up on Facebook about how they found fossil footprints that showed humans were in North America more than 21,000 years ago. So maybe we should call it the 21,019 Project. I'm sure they weren't here voluntarily.
Yeah, human beings have been around for quite some time. Done well with viruses, too. That's why we're here.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, the human body is a marvelous piece of work.
It is. Heals itself.
Yeah, it does. It can heal itself because it wants to continue to live. Cells want to live. But if you don't do what they ask for, then they begin to deteriorate and die. You know your bone marrow is a bone marrow. It's like it's like a heart disk. It stores all the interaction between viruses and what the immune system had to do in order to defeat them is stored right there in that bone marrow.
Amazing.
And when something comes, I don't know how they send the message. I don't know if they got one of the librarians in the bone marrow. Hey, we got anything for this character right here? Oh, yeah, we ran into him back in 1302.
I was going to say, even Democrats?
But it's just a continuous war. Things want to live, and some things die.
It's very true.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's, you know, our bone marrow is so, you know, a huge part of our immune system because it includes our T cells and B lymphocytes, which includes memory T cells, and it's those memory T cells that detect whatever you've encountered, whether it's good or bad or like a non-issue, it remembers all of that stuff. And and with the COVID vaccinations, it's becoming evident that these COVID jabs do not translate into our memory T cells, which is why these boosters are needed. It's not because there's these different variants. It's because the memory T cells are, you know, like it realizes that the spike protein in these jabs is not a real thing. And so it's just not, you know, it's not triggering the T cells to remember them.
Right.
And these people that otherwise.
And these people that's vaccinated, they're shedding off these spikes, and they're different. And your immune system see this, and they have to go through a whole bunch of changes. That vaccine does not adapt. It's there. It's for one thing. It's a one shot only. That's why you have to keep getting boosters. The vaccine you got 6 months ago is no good for, if it was natural, your immune system is able to, you know, is able to adapt for whatever that virus that's coming down the pipe. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the Borg on Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
You know when you shoot one, you kill him, and you take the same gun setting on your face and shoot another one, it don't bother because they adapted to it.
I thought you were going to say like Tribbles where they keep growing.
I haven't checked them out yet.
You don't remember the Star Trek episode with the Tribbles?
No, I don't remember that one. I've probably seen it.
Right.
I don't pay no attention to it. But them Borgs, some characters, man.
I love that show.
You know what's funny with Star Trek? I like the old episodes, but all these spinoffs, including the one that they brought back in the 90s, I can't get into them. Captain Picard does nothing for me.
No, don't say that.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, I like that series. I like Deep Space Nine, too.
Mm.
I'm not knocking you. You can like whatever you want. It's just it doesn't do anything for me.
Well,
I go back to the days of Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I know. That's funny that I just think the shows from the 60s and 70s, even though they were more primitive, they were more believable than the stuff that's on now.
I agree. Maybe because they were new. They were new to us.
Well, you know, that's another area that we need to be more involved in with our young people for the next frontier.
Sure.
You don't want China, India getting there before you do. Ain't no telling what type of subjugation we'd be under. But if you don't expose that to your young people, you know, when we was coming up, we had surplus electronic stores. We could go in and buy transistors and resistors and had kits we could put together to make them flash, LED flash. And they don't do that no more.
Yeah, I got a store for V. Remember Crazy Eddie?
Oh, yes, I remember the commercials. I remember he owed a lot of money in taxes, too.
Yes.
Poor guy.
Yeah, his prices were insane.
He used to have heat kits. Heat kit had everything.
So much.
Yeah, if you get a chance, Bianchi and Lorianne, you never heard of Crazy Eddie, you got to go to YouTube and watch some of these old commercials. V and I grew up with these.
For sure. I used to go to the Wiz for records. I still
have
nobody
vinyl
at my mom's
Wiz,
house.
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there used to be one right across from the Smith Haven Mall. I used to go there every paycheck to buy stuff.
Nice. And then cassette tapes.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
I grew up listening to
Crazy Eddie
in my grandma's house.
Yeah, Crazy Eddie, I remember.
I didn't think you had those in where you're from.
I remember, his prices are insane. I remember that stuff. Long, long time ago.
Yeah, maybe depending on where you lived, if you had WOR as a superstation, because when cable first came out, WOR was New York Channel 9 at the time. But it was like WGN and TBS for Atlanta, where it was a superstation. And so you would get a lot of the New York commercials by proxy, because if you had WOR, you would see some of this stuff.
Remember that shop they had was called Silver Image? Used to have some neat stuff, but it cost an arm and a leg.
That I don't remember. Did you always live in Louisiana, by the way?
No, I'm from St. Louis. I've been here in Louisiana when my grandson started at LSU.
By the way, I wanted to try and catch up on some news while we're talking here. So just a quick news blitz. You don't have to go too far out here, but on the Gateway Pundit, I'm just reading some headlines. More children have been shot and killed in Chicago this year, in Chicago only, that have died nationwide from COVID, period.
Oh, my God.
So more children died in Chicago from gunshots than every person that died of COVID in the United States.
The only thing with that, they don't put out their numbers. Like I get my numbers from Chicago Tribune, Chicago Sun-Times, ABC7
yeah.
Chicago.
Oh, they're not going to share that with you.
And from Memorial Day of this year, the weekend, started off at that Friday up until just this Tuesday, September the 22nd, and I had 2,057 shots. That's 113 days with 262 dead. And we're talking about babies getting killed. Some sad story. One young girl was in the living room practicing her ballet dance, and a bullet came through the wall.
Oh, you had
my
a kid.
Goodness.
I remember a kid was doing his homework at the dining room table. And he was shot and killed.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And people say these are gang. Heck, you can have people sitting on the front porch smoking a cigarette. Somebody drive by and shoot at them.
Yeah.
And how about that Hispanic female cop that got killed when they walked up to the car that was parked? And I guess because of George Floyd and Black Lives Matter and everything, they didn't have their guns out. And the guy pulled a gun and killed her. There's no way in the world I walk up to a car, especially if you don't rent the place and the information that come back, felony warrant or whatever. Hey, I wouldn't even walk up to the car. I would have got behind my door and called for backup.
Right. Kinder, gentler.
So,
police department.
So some other stuff here. Governor Newsom today in California signed a bill that gives children the ability to hide sex change operations and abortions from their parents.
Good Lord.
That's what Obama wanted. What, 12 years
old? Yeah, so
how young
is it that you can go to a hospital as a 7-year-old and you are a boy, and then you tell them, I want to be a girl now, and the parents have no say-so, and the boy doesn't have to tell them.
Well, he check himself into the hospital?
Right.
I don't know. How would you do this otherwise? Because how is it that it's legal for you to get a sex change operation as a child of any age and not tell their parents? So obviously you're doing it without parental consent.
Right. You still need to sign a permission slip for your kid to go on a trip with school.
Yes, but not to have your Mr. Unlucky taken away.
Unlucky.
Well, a girl can get an abortion without the parents' notice, you know what?
Right.
So Obama was pushing, I don't know if it went through or not, as young as 12.
Well, it's like that in California now. So President Trump called out Governor Abbott for not wanting to do an audit for the state on the 2020 election. So Texas announced today they're going to do a full forensic audit on several counties where votes are questionable. So they want to get to the bottom of that. They didn't like that Trump called him out.
Oh, well, somebody would have.
Well,
she just
state
has
legislature.
A bigger platform.
Yeah, state legislature doing what they're supposed to do.
Right.
You know, they have 22 months after the election to have access to those ballots. Now, when you do move to have access, the clock stops. So. You got as long as you don't have to worry about the clock running out once you start the audit because the clock stops, from what I understand. I'm still saying that there needs to be separate federal ballots. They're separate from state and local. The vetting system is different. Or should I say the vetting system should use the latest in technology, facial recognition, AI, whatever it takes. Encrypted numbers that will be assigned to you in your identification. That encrypted number will show on your ballot and also on the envelope if you get mailed ballots. And when you take it to the post office, they scan that number up on the screen, pops a face, and it has to look like you.
I think that's great.
And when you get done, when you go to the polling place, you got the other woman, you want a federal ballot. They go through the process, give you your ballot. You go to that machine. When you get done, you take the ballot out. You give it to the lady. The lady give it to one of three counters. It goes to one person. Then they hand it to the next person. Then they hand it to the third person. After 2 hours, you check all three and make sure that their tally is the same. If it's not, you got the ballot right there in front of you. Well, you can check and see what the heck happened. And let the states do what the hell they want to do. They're not going to, you know, you're trying to make these states do the right thing. It's like pulling teeth.
It really is. What do you think about voting being used like a blockchain system being used for it?
Well, whatever it takes that you can make sure that it's legal and not have all this corruption in it.
Yeah.
I don't think it shouldn't be
I'm sorry, they weren't supposed to be able to go online. They did.
You're right. They shouldn't be online. Nope, they shouldn't be online. Nowhere near online. Everything is done damn near like the old-fashioned way. You count them by hand. And that's not a hard thing to do.
No. You got volunteers, a lot of people who want to do that.
You got a congressperson, you got a U.S. senator, you got a president and a vice president. That's it.
This government's too big.
If Georgia want to have it where people can get chicken wings with ranch dressing and Arizona tea, let them do it. Leave them alone. While they're waiting in line. But when it comes down to the federal ballot, you got a set prescribed rules and procedure. And that's the only way you're going to have a free election, because these Democrats, these leftists and these leftist-leaning and people, they are not going to do no fair. If they get away with something, they're going to continue to do it over and over and over again. And
they
this
have.
Has been going on for a while. So they've
like
got it pretty damn good.
Yeah, I'd say at least since the 60s. It's hard to know, though, because I think FDR really did a number on this country, too. Yeah.
Well, at that time, actually, that FDR really was pushing to be a socialist nation, just like Mussolini, among others, except Hitler rose to power and kind of ruined it for him. But they really were pushing this 90 years ago to become a heavily socialist nation.
Right, and we got so many socialist policies because of that president. And they've not been undone or reversed.
Well, you know, Canada, knowing this pandemic, weren't they giving their citizens $2,000 a month, somebody told me? Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah, New Zealand was given about the same, a little over 2,000. And everybody thought that was so admirable. I was like, that's nothing to envy. Where'd that money come from?
Well, that's what you call guaranteed income.
I'm going to take a couple minutes here. You guys can talk amongst yourselves. My wife just came home, so I want to ask her a question real quick.
Sounds good.
So you guys handle it. I'll be back.
All right.
Yeah, that's a prelude to that guaranteed income.
Right. The UBI.
You ever thought where in the hell these people come from, these ideas?
Yeah, they're well-meaning people, apparently, some of them. I doubt it, but...
And it's going to get worse
I think they ask themselves, is this something Adolf Hitler would have liked to do? Then yes, let's do it. If it passes the Hitler test, then let's push for it.
Yeah, but it's every place you turn. Courses in your colleges. You got people working for agencies. It's in it. It's in their mind. And the surprising thing is this in such young people's minds.
Right.
Thank you, Department of Education, for the indoctrination.
See, when you're number one, you cannot rest. It kind of reminds me of the tortoise and the hare.
Oh, yes. The hare kept taking breaks.
There's always somebody that's going to challenge you. And, you know, it's being in the United States, it's going to be a conglomerate that's going to want to put something together to knock you off your hedge bunny. And people don't understand. If the United States get to the position where it's not number one, think of all the things that you're going to have to acclimate yourself to, which includes another language, probably Mandarin or something.
I wish that my school would have encouraged foreign language more. Like, you know, back in Minnesota, I went from a larger school in eighth grade, and I would have gone into high school in ninth grade, and that high school was a bigger high school, and they had, like, probably at least 15 different language classes. And I wanted to take Norwegian because of my family background and stuff, but then I moved to a smaller town, and the only languages they offered was German, French, and Spanish. And so, like, that was it. And I'm like, okay. I took 1 year of Spanish, or 1 year of French, I mean, and I was thinking of taking Spanish, but then I didn't do so well with French, and I figured, well, if I can't do French very well, then I'm probably not going to do Spanish very well either.
Right.
But I really would have liked to learn Norwegian because, you know, my grandfather's from Norway and stuff, and so, you know, but hey. But now, I don't have no idea what schools are like now. Like, you know, is it pretty much the same thing? Is it just like the standard Spanish, French, German, and like that's all that's offered now?
I see Spanish, French, mostly of Spanish alone.
Well, you know, people think that they're speaking a language, but they actually just learning the words because to learn that language, you have to grow up in those societies.
You do.
And learn how they use the words. Yeah, notice how they use the words when they're happy, when they're angry, when they say it. Difference.
I get their slang, their culture, for sure. I'm the one they used to teach woodshop and home economics, you know. I learned how to write a check in junior high school. I learned how to cook in eighth grade. They taught us how to
sew. That's something people don't do, especially women. Women don't know how to cook no more.
So we used to learn cursive. They don't teach cursive anymore in school, so you can't sign your name. You're literally just rewriting in print.
Yeah.
You know what I wonder about languages? Like French language in particular, how are they handling all of this gender pronoun stuff? Because, like, the French language is very much like masculine form of a word and a feminine form of a word, like, you know.
They're not paying no mind to this. It's a purely American, like, nonsensical garbage thing. I swear that's only this country that's doing. And maybe the UK, because seriously, the UK is, like, ridiculously liberal. But no, I don't think it's possible in Espanol. You can't be like, oh, you can't say L. You have to say ellos, because that means them. They, them is a pronoun. I don't see it going very well over there. In any Spanish country. Oh, no Latino wants to be called Latinx or Latinx. However people want to pronounce it, you know? I certainly don't.
This confuses the whole world. But yeah, I meant, and what you were saying about home ec class too. I mean, I remember taking home ec. I mean, home ec was like the one place where I learned that learning fractions actually does you some good. You know?
Like a fraction of a stick of butter?
You know, yeah, like doing like fractions, like a quarter cup of this plus a quarter cup of that, and then if you're going to double the recipe, then you got to know how to do fractions and to double the recipe up, right? Like, that's where I really got the realization that, hey, there is practical use for fractions.
I love fractions. I love working with fractions and converting them to decimals and stuff. My mother went to culinary school, so she needed a lot of help with that. There's a lot of multiplying of fractions. You know, like they'd say, you know, we need 3/4 of a cup of this, but you need that recipe to be stretched over 125 people instead of 8. So there had to be a lot of multiplying. She used to go nuts. She hated all that stuff.
So yeah, I made it back safely, just so you know.
Oh, thank you. I was wondering if your wife didn't like the question.
Well, Lorianne, we talked about that before, so that's what I wanted to inquire about. If Lorianne is here.
She is.
All right. So anyway, I was reading earlier that I think everybody by now heard that anything you do that is greater than $600, you would get all kinds of 1099-K forms from. So if you sell something for $600 on eBay, you have to report that. If you send me, say each of you two, or all three of you for that matter, if all three of you send me $200 on PayPal this year, I'll have to report that as income because it's more than $600. So
ridiculous.
Of all things, all the banks basically unanimously are against all this. They say it's too hard to report and it's too much surveillance and they don't want anything to do with this.
Thank goodness.
So can the American Bankers Association actually do something about this?
I think they presented
a report a few days ago to Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy about their thoughts on this reporting.
What they say?
And Creepy Joe said before this that this is not about raising taxes. This is about the super wealthy having to pay their fair share. So I don't know how it is that if you sell $700 worth of stuff at a yard sale and you having to report that as income, how that is considered super wealthy.
Exactly.
And why was the bar
set
below 600? It's a
flat, bold-faced lie that they're targeting the rich, but this kind of a move impacts
But the thing is
everybody.
Is that, and I don't know if I ever asked Pianchi this question, but I've asked a lot of people. So, Pianchi, say hypothetically that Creepy Joe decides to raise Jeff Bezos' taxes 10%. What do you think happens?
It passes on to you.
Exactly. So if he if he has to pay 10% more in taxes, and I know he's not technically the CEO of Amazon anymore, but I'll just use it as an example. So if it costs $129 a year for Amazon Prime, guess what? It'll now be $149
for
Amazon Prime Plus. Everyone,
I thought
that
it was $99.
Whatever
$99.
It is, I'm just giving an example here. So you raise it by $20. Whatever, I don't care. Whatever it is, the amount doesn't matter. Let me just say this then. He raises Amazon Prime $20 a person. Plus, for every seller, he'll charge them an extra 8%.
Right.
So he'll make his money back plus some.
Well, the price is going to go up, that's for sure. You know, you report anything at $10,000 right now.
Yes.
And I was going to the airport, and I had some foreign money. And I had about $100,000 in foreign money. And the people wanted to take me to the back room and ask me, what's going on? I say, well, that's not American equivalency. That's foreign money, where one of theirs, a dollar's worth about 10 or 15 or 20 of theirs. So it wasn't nowhere near no $10,000. But $10,000 is it. If you go pay cash for a car, they're going to report that.
But the difference, Bianchi, is that's a one-time transaction of $10,000, whereas this, it could be the whole year. If you make $50 a month, which is $600 for the year, then that is considered something you have to announce.
Well, I think it's a bunch of bull crap.
Well, of course it is. And if you think you can get out of it just by paying cash, wait for that quantum dot tattoo to come in where cash is obsolete.
That's right.
There's no getting
cash
around
it now.
Well, you just got journal entries. Huh? How you know if all this is the way it's supposed to be? You know, you think that you made $400 this pay period, and it comes to you on numbers. How you know that that's for? So, what in the world do the? How is that going to work? Got to have some cash there someplace.
Well, just imagine that you bought a pair of dress pants for $60 and they don't fit, and instead of taking them back, you just sell them on eBay for $20. Then you have to report that $20 as income. So that means you have to keep your receipt of the $60 that you spent, so that you only show that, so that you could have $40 taken off of it. It's just there's too many incidentals here that it just doesn't make financial sense to be able to do this.
Yeah, and then when it comes to filing your taxes, I mean, this becomes a complete nightmare. And then the IRS, it becomes a nightmare for them to review all this added crap. And then meanwhile, it's like another way just for money grabbing for lower and middle class income people, because that'll hold up their returns. It'll take longer to get any refund that you're back while they scrutinize all these minuscule transactions, and then you having to justify it. It's just a big, huge nightmare all the way around, and it's just a pure money grab to finance all of this socialism that they're wanting to bring in.
Well, what do they do when you buy cryptocurrency? When you buy Bitcoin for a piece of it at $30,000, it drops down to $10,000. How do you record
that?
Well,
as long as you're not cashing out, it would be just like a stock. Just because it went up $600 in a year, if you didn't touch it, then it doesn't matter. It only matters if you touch it.
You know, there was a time when for personal property, you had to list all your furniture, tables, end tables, couches.
Right.
Forks and knives and plates.
Yeah, I don't know how you put a price on silverware, but yeah, I know what you're saying. Like I have some Pyrex from 1980. How am I going to value that?
Yeah, they used to do that in St. Louis County. They stopped it. I tell you another thing they used to do. They used to charge your sewage would be based on the square footage of your flat surfaces, whether it's a driveway, your roof. And if got so many square feet of flat surfaces, they figured that that would allow X number cubic feet of water to run off into the sewer system, and that's what they charge you on. So you can imagine people that had parking lots. Oh, baby, they was paying out the kazoo.
Parking
but
lots with
that
no
too.
Bathroom.
Yeah, it runs into the sewer. But they stopped that, luckily. But they're just what it reveals, the mindset, the deviant ways that people come up to take your money.
That's right.
Well, nothing's going to be a carbon credit, though. That's going to be the worst of all time.
Yeah. That's a bunch of bull crap, too.
Literally taxing air.
Right.
You're taxing the gas, yes. That's a bunch of bull crap. It'll be taxing air pretty soon.
Well, that's what carbon credits is. And now you've got people coming out saying trees are bad because trees eat carbon.
They're supposed to, and that's a good thing. They also release oxygen after
they
eat it.
The more trees you have, the more air you have because it eats the carbon and spits out air. But see, anything with life is bad for globalists. They're going to call trees conspiracy theory soon.
Oh, my goodness.
What to stop desertification, what do? You grow trees and foliage, ground cover. If you did that over in the sub-Saharan Africa where it's sand, maybe some of those hurricanes wouldn't be as violent as they are when they form off the west coast of Africa.
Yes, but you're forgetting that Satan loves death and destruction, so as long as there's no life on Earth, then he's happy. Because when they say they want negative carbon, they want not just humans gone, they want animals, plants, insects, trees. They want the water gone. They want this just to be like sub-Saharan Africa, but for the whole world. That's what they want to leave Earth with. And you've got these fools in the Democrat Party that think that that's a good idea just because they hate Trump.
Right.
So they're willing to sign on to this.
Everybody who hates America should go live in Antarctica with the aliens.
No, I think they should live in Cuba.
Oh, yeah, they'd love it, waiting in line for 2 days for gas for their car.
But their car would be made from 1958, and they have to make their own alternators out of scrap metal.
Right, and if they want to go shopping, the store is empty because the government hasn't supplied them with anything.
Well, that would be like a godsend to them. They would love that.
People don't realize how privileged they are. I'm not talking about white privilege. Yeah.
Well, you know there's black privilege, too, that they never talk about.
Yeah, they really don't. And black
isn't
people
it
got
funny
a lot of that privilege from BLM last year.
Isn't it something how they use those words like that?
Some of the people do.
I used to say blacks can't be racist. I used to get into arguments with people like that all the time. The hell, because racism has nothing to do with the color, really. It's the act. Heck, right. Yeah, Eskimo. If the Eskimo do the act that a white person do and they claim that they are racist, well, the Eskimo would be a racist too. Okay, now what do I do with these 3.299 BAT I have, which is worth $2.31 USD?
See, I just let them pile up until I got just over 14. I got 14.133. And once you get 15, then you can open a wallet through Brave. So I'm just letting that build up, and then I can build a wallet.
Do you have more than one computer where you use Brave? You know,
I have a second computer, but I don't use it all that much.
So what if you did use it? So each computer is accumulating BAT. So how do you do that?
Well, if you have one account and one wallet, then everything just goes to that wallet. But you have to have 15.
Oh, so you have the wallet.
Okay,
so you got the wallet, and when you go to the second computer, you just tell them to put the money in that particular account for that wallet. Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
It's just a matter of getting to that 15 so they know you're serious. So I'm not putting a penny into it, but once I get 15, then I'll go ahead and open that wallet like they suggest.
And they start over every month, right?
Yes. Yeah, but it saves. So as long as you're as long as you have an account, it'll save. It'll just roll.
Yeah.
It'll tell you.
Well, I kind of like it. One thing, I can cut off scripts, but some sites you can't go to. You got to have at least, you can cut off the trackers, but you got to at least leave the script on. If not, it won't work. It's the website.
Yeah. So another piece of news I want to get into right now that, believe it or not, the United Nations is debating on offering Taliban a seat to address the General Assembly. So the United Nations might be willing to give the Taliban some access to the United Nations.
Well, let me ask
you,
about
the UN.
How is that going to work? Because you have cases where if they don't recognize the election, they don't recognize the country. So the Taliban have not been elected.
Well,
they
were selected. I guess if the globalists select them, that weighs more.
Okay.
Well, they're trying to position them so that people can, you know, kiss their hand and get into their country that has like $1 trillion worth of lithium in it, as well as other elements we need. Right now we've got a battery shortage. We can't even get PS5s for our kids.
We got lithium here in the United States somewhere.
Not enough, and nobody wants to dig it up. It's a mess. It pollutes the air, pollutes the water, the land. People grow up deformed. They have deformed children. It's a mess.
That sounds like depleted uranium. That does that. But how do you seat the Taliban? Taliban was not elected by the people. And we've seen cases before in some countries where if they had any suspicious, get this, if it was some crookedness going on in the election, well, they didn't recognize the outcome. Isn't that about the same what you have in Afghanistan? Taliban was not elected by people. They just came in and booed off the last president.
Well,
and
my
thing
too, though, Pianki, is the fact that, okay, if you want to recognize the Taliban as leaders, then they're still cracking down on people that are trying to get out of the country. They're not even letting and I don't know if it's – you know what's sad is that you have talk show host Glenn Beck, who is doing more to get people out of that nation than the actual U.S. government, and that's pathetic.
Well, I think if you left, given the opportunity, the whole damn nation would leave. They wake up one morning, nobody but the Taliban.
Yeah, but that's what they don't want, though, because they know they're not popular. I don't think it's a secret that the Taliban know that nobody wants them.
And China usually don't mess with the internal governments of the countries that they deal with in any particular case. They just concentrate on what it is that they're concerned on, copper or whatever, minerals, whatever.
I read their
position
to
acknowledge. We got somewhat breaking news here.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to... let me share this with a couple of our co-hosts here first so you can read it.
Okie doke.
So, you know, all that time when Dr. Frati said he was not funding any Wuhan labs or he was not funding any gain of function, suddenly he's changed his voice. And he defends the funding now of the Wuhan lab, and he says the only regret is that it's caused a degree of distraction.
Boy.
So he said that this became a distraction when trying to fight the pandemic, even though he created the pandemic.
Right here,
but remember all his fights with Rand Paul saying he didn't know of any gain-of-function research, and he didn't pay for it, and it's illegal for the United States to pay for the gain-of-function, but now he is finally owning it.
I'm shocked.
Well, this whole damn virus thing is going to fall apart. It's falling apart slowly. That Surgeon General for Florida, they started to attack him cautiously because he's black.
Right. That's true. An Obama appointed judge says the Florida discriminatory ban of sanctuary cities is unconstitutional, that Florida should have the right to have sanctuary cities just like other states.
Well, I think that's up to the state legislature based on...
I agree.
The state
constitution. And I don't think DeSantis is going to play that game personally.
I'm surprised about Fauci. We'll score another point for the conspiracy theorists.
You mean
of course
for
it's
the
not
Dr.
admitting
Frati
about gain
announcing.
Of function.
Right.
Yeah, he's saying it was experimental. It was for experimental research or whatever funding to study the environmental viruses or something like that. So he's not totally admitting to the gain of function. He's sidestepping it by giving it, oh, we gave him money just to study the environment and find where these viruses are at. Sure, we believe you.
Well, he's admitting to some stuff that he lied about, but not all of it, but you can go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, he defends giving $600,000 to them for the Wuhan lab, too. He said it would have been negligent not to do it.
Yes, and we shouldn't be distracted by the gain-of-function research, because that's just a distraction from handling the pandemic that he's patting himself on the back for handling this pandemic so successfully.
So how is Creepy Joe handling this successfully?
That's my question. But that's Fauci saying that.
A lot of people think he's doing a better job than Trump.
That's only because they hate Trump. They don't know the details within any policies. They just know that someone has a D behind their name, so they're automatically better people.
Right. They have no understanding of economics either.
No. Those are the same people that think that Creepy Joe did much better in Afghanistan than Trump. And you got Democrats out there now saying Biden's the first president in generations to actually stop a war.
You know, that just goes to show you how foolish some of these people are. My goodness. How did we sink that low?
They've done a hell of a psyop on these people. Everybody's calling each other brainwashed and all kinds of nonsense.
It's going to end up being a big fist fight one of these days. What was that movie that was on? Kurt Douglas was in it. Came on, it was first scene, it was two groups protesting in front of the White House. Next thing you know, a fist fight broke out.
Yeah, what movie was that? I saw that. Can't remember the title.
That's what it's going to be.
Oh, I agree.
You think it's going to be any more?
So
you think it's
going to
be more Black Lives Matter riots this summer? Next summer, leading up to the election?
No. I think they've done a damage in people. The number of firearms that were purchased over last year says it all.
You know what? You're right, because I've been on gunbrokers.com. Everything I look at is out of stock.
Sorry, Proof. We didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's okay. So the National Hockey League announced that any teams playing in Canada, you can only play in Canada if you have the gene therapy. So there are players that each team has that will be banned from traveling to Canada because they're refusing the gene therapy and they can't fire them for not getting gene therapy.
Well, you know what you just said. It's spot on. We should start using that terminology, gene therapy, because that's exactly what it is.
Oh, exactly. And as long as we call it the right thing and people understand that, then maybe we'll get somewhere. I'm done playing games, because the longer we play games, the longer we're going to be here.
If it turns out to hurt as many people as they're predicting, watch it soon be called the Trump vaccine.
Oh, yeah. They'll blame it on Trump. They already want to blame 500,000 deaths on him. I argue with
you. Then they're blaming Haiti on Trump now. All those people coming in, it's Trump's fault. That's their big thing now. But we have the outro music starting, so I got 34 seconds to get out of here.
I'll see you guys. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, great.
Thank you, Bianchi.
Right, thank
you,
great
V. Thank you, Lorianne. But I got to get out of here or the show shuts down with or without me here. So thank you, everybody. I'll be back Monday. I guess I heard 1 second of it, and it stopped playing. So everyone, I'll be back Monday. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show. But until Monday, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive, and remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Oots.